Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it if you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking.
Listen.
Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go.
Super fantastic.
Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT, hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree, bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best, so sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown. In the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT, super fantastic family. Today is Friday, March 11, 2022. Raven 98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. Excuse me, guys. Sorry. I am still dealing with a cold or something, whatever it is. So I'm in my chest here. So I might meet you guys in and out for a minute. I'm going through something, but we are here. That's the most important part. But I was just reading the email, which I started laughing at because it's kind of funny. But I'm going to read it to you guys. I just was reading it before they started talking. It had me cracking up. Is everything and everyone okay? And I was thinking, okay, that's nice, sure. I mean, got something going on. I don't know what it is, but hopefully it's not COVID. It says, this is not the time to delay the call, hoping that skin flints decide to pay up. Which I ain't never heard that word. I mean, I don't know how infant decide to pay up. Those of us that are fans of the call should not be shafted because of those that can't find their credit and debit cards. They're just making sure that is not the case. Actually, they had me laughing. I was like, oh, my God. that was funny. Maybe true, but too funny. So anyway, I'm going to share that laugh with y'all to start with. And yes, we are. I said I was, and that's what I'm doing. For reasons, I'm sacrificing. Anyway, I don't want to talk about that all the time. But, I mean, either it is or it isn't. What I do want to talk about before we start, though, is those of you who are trying to donate who don't have it. I got people making charges on their credit cards for as little as $5, and sometimes more, that are absolutely not going through, had no possibility of ever going through, so don't do it. And I'm saying, guys, and that's not what I want you to do. Never want you to try to spend your last $5, $20, or anything else. Or do something you can't do. And I cannot say that enough times. So those of you who know who you are, don't do that, guys, because even if it was your last $5, I wouldn't want it. The fact that it is, you shouldn't be trying to do that. No. All right, Ray, what's going on?
Nothing. All quiet.
Nothing. All right. So I did send out a tweet so you guys would know that some people feel that, yep, Arab Spring 2.0 has begun. I did mention it on Wednesday that it started. I guess it increased even more yesterday, and we can look for more of it over the weekend. Sorry, I'm having an issue with my throat and chest right now. Try to get to you guys. Good news. Is there any good news? Good news is Sadar, Maliki, the others are all talking. They've been on calls yesterday, on calls today, trying to end this stalemate. It's concluded. So we'll see. Ray, I got your background noise.
Okay.
Either way. We're looking for something to happen. We knew nothing would happen before Monday when the courts meet. Now, Sadar, Maliki, their leaders are scheduling another call for Monday, probably after the court makes its decision to try and finalize things that they're saying to break the stalemate and move the government forward so we could actually see it. Part of the compromise that they're putting out there, and we don't know if it's true or not. Sadar has now probably said he's going to nominate his brother to be the prime minister, which could happen. That's what some of the members of his group are saying, that his brother will now be the prime minister. Now, Maliki should have agreed to that because they don't want Al-Kazimi. And he could have agreed to that if Sadar agreed to let him back in the government. Who knows? We do know there are some backroom negotiations going on. Now, the only other thing we saw today was Al-Kazimi put out some tweets that could not be his swan song or his goodbye speech or whatever situation. But what it did do was reminded the people of everything that he accomplished the last year, everything he accomplished, everything that Iraq accomplished as a country, where they are, and what their goals and motives are in the future. He laid it all out there, and know that it all happened while he was there. So it could be his best piece. We don't know. So banks are not on standby. Trolls, they aren't being told anything, which, again, we didn't expect to happen until after Monday. But they are announcing that the President of the Republic will be voted on next week. Constitutionally, they have to do it next week. They're still hoping to do the Prime Minister at the same time. All right, Ray, let's get started.
Okay. Let's see. We start with Hammer Time. All right, Hammer Time. Says his daughter's birthday is today, Shannon. She's 58 years young and wants us to acknowledge her with a birthday song and greetings. Happy birthday, Shannon.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate. It's time to bossy bossy time to celebrate.
All right. Scotto says, for the Venezuelan Bolivar Soberano currency being the first basket of currencies, there's a credible rumor that it is. We have not 100% confirmed that it is in the first basket. And some of us are hoping that it's in the second basket. But that's it for that. Sunstar says, do you think the rate change has not happened because of international legalities between the CBI banks?
No, because I don't know what international legalities you're referring to. The fact that Iraq and even Canada talking about they're on five different continents or banking system and they're doing business with these banks and moving their locations. They are international. They are moving, so I don't know where you're at with that.
Okay. Sunstar says, because of the high oil prices worldwide, do you think the dinar rate could come out between $5 or $6 per dinar?
Absolutely. The rate could go up. I mean, it depends on where it is, but that's, you got to remember that I think one of the issues they have right now is the stability of the oil rate and the fact that it was $130 Monday. Today's Friday, is down to $111. And that's what they keep saying. It's not stable. So if they set the rate at $125 and next week it goes down to $109, then they're back in the negative. That is one of their concerns. Now, it's why they're saying they want to set the rate at $70 in the budget now, which probably will go up because they don't think it'll go below 90, and the rest could be a surplus. But it is still of some concern to everybody about, is this thing going to stabilize? Because it's not just affecting oil, as we know, it's affecting everybody's economies along the way. But I think we're going to see this sooner than later, because there's a big push, like you said, now it's hit the streets, and they just can't take it anymore. Okay, what's next?
Let's see. Charlie O.K. says, there have been several articles brought into the forum saying the oil and gas law is not resolved. Is this true?
It is not resolved because they came to an agreement, as we know, late last year. Al-Kazimi made it happen. Everybody agreed. And then just 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, the court said it was unconstitutional. So they undid the agreement. So now they have to go back, come to an agreement, and put it in the Constitution. What's next?
Okay. Light First says, is the USA waiting for agreements with Iran's nuclear deal and Venezuela agreements for buying their crude and refined oil because they cannot buy any more oil from Russia?
And yeah, how is Venezuela. All this affecting...
Go ahead.
Okay. I don't think the Venezuelan deal has anything to do with it. As I tell you guys before, Biden doesn't even like the president of Venezuela. He's made that clear to everybody. Don't really care what's going on there. Iran deal, absolutely. And again, they're saying that deal should be concluded next week also. So a lot of final decisions. But I absolutely think Iran's fight to keep Iraq down or keep the army from not happening actually depends on what's going on in the deal with the U.S. and the nuclear deal. Absolutely. It has been part of the reason it hasn't happened for the last 8 years or so. Or whenever Trump did away with the deal, increased Iran's need for Iraq. It has always been one of the main factors to the army not taking place. One of the main factors.
Okay. Jimmy KC says, Sadar said he didn't want Maliki in his government, yet Sadar is talking and or meeting with Maliki repeatedly. What does your source have to say about the reason for that, given Sadar's hatred of Maliki?
Well, they keep putting Maliki's name out there when he's actually meeting with people in Maliki's group and they're representing him. Monday, he's actually supposed to meet with him. And it says that's politics. That's business. You know? Shoot, Republicans meet with Democrats all the time. I don't mean they like them. I mean, that's how the government works. There are people absolutely don't like Biden. But they show up. They meet. They still got to talk. And either they have an agreement or they don't have an agreement. I mean, it's no different. It's not like it's a private business. I'm not doing business with you, and don't call me anymore. It's government. It's a country, and they still have to operate. What's next?
Dr. D says, is the EO yesterday from President Biden a soft announcement of asset-backed currency for the U.S.?
I don't know. I didn't see no EO. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Executive order? I don't know. Okay.
Executive order for what?
I'm just assuming that might be what EO means.
Yeah. All right. Tell me to come back and explain. I'll look it up.
All right. Next up is Grammy 10. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Grammy 10.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake.
Bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
Right, that takes us to live callers. 360 area code, you are on.
Two in a row, that's incredible. Morning,
hey.
Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. We had sunshine today, finally, after a while. So that's all good. I'd love to tell you, Tony, that I think the news of him talking to Maliki is a good sign, but I don't. Oh man! My kudos go out since this call's heard in Iraq. Let them know that Walt Renfro from the Caymans is all for them to get and demand what they want to have, and not stop until they get it. So. Just some advice from a grumpy old man that thinks that, you know what, life's too short. Life's too short. Let's see.
So,
how many toes have I stepped on?
Well,
nobody.
Let me get this right. You're hoping this call is heard in Iraq, and you're telling the citizens of Iraq that you hope they burn the place down if they don't get what they want.
Well, let's put it this way. I'm not quite sure I put it quite like that, but I think I would amend that comment to be, I'm encouraging them to demand what they deserve and don't stop until they get it. That's all.
Okay.
Doesn't that sound less inflammatory?
Okay.
Oh my God! I would love to play hearts with you. You know, hearts or gin rummy would be good. Oh my God, Tony, that would be fabulous. Anyway, that's what I got, and I just think that boy, there's with everything in the world so upside down right now. If we can do something right for once, I think that the world could settle down. Even though right now it seems like that's the last thing it wants to do. So, fingers crossed, say a prayer, and hope that each day and Monday comes through with good news. That's what I'd say.
Yeah, you know, things might seem like it's bad, but actually all this is good. They're having more and more conversations. They're having it every day, and they're saying they're coming to a conclusion. Which we know after Monday, federal court does whatever it does, and that's the end. Either they have to vote. So are there 3 days or 6 days up, so they got to vote by next Thursday or Friday, or can they find another reason to extend it? And once they do vote, then there's nothing else left to do. Besides, if we want to see all these steps completed, but then the people can say, you know, you guys were fighting for power and now you have it. Now what about us? Because that's what happens at the end. You all fought for your little power. Now you got it. Now what do we get? Because that's when the real, you know, tire burning, rock placing, window smashing, I mean, stuff starts happening from that point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, sir.
Well,
all right. Well,
agreed. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thanks, Ray.
I don't know how to play Jim Rummy, but I can play Pinochle and Big Wisdom.
Anyway. Pinochle's good too. That's an intellectual game, Tony.
Yes, it is.
All right, you two. Have a great weekend. We'll look forward to great news on Monday.
Okay, take
care. All right, thank you, sir.
760, area code, you are on. 760, area code. Okay, 731, area code, you are on.
Good day. I have a couple of things I'd like to ask about. First is...
Good morning.
First is, wouldn't it not be a little more time effective to just do birthday song one time for everybody?
Well,
we're not paying for any time.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm not paying for any time, and I get it when I see it.
That's the whole thing.
Paying for time.
We'll send it in. Not all of them.
Okay.
Let's go. What's
Tony, you keep saying that the price of oil going up is a good thing for us. Right?
Yep.
I'm not feeling real good at paying $130 to fill up my van.
$130 to do what?
To fill up my van.
Well,
when I go to the gas pump, when it used to cost me $50.
Well, I'm right with you. You know what? I'm not feeling real good when I go to the gas station and I say, give me $100 worth, because I do. And I get back in my car and it's not even full. How about that? I'm not feeling good about that either. But you know what? And some guy I know used to say all the time, and the reality is you got to go through it to get to it. That's all. We got to go through this to get to what we want, which is the RV revaluation and enough money in our pocket that the price of gas doesn't even matter to us anymore. But we got to go through it to get to it, and that's what's going on right now.
All right. Well, you said Wednesday, and this may have been a slip. You said Wednesday, the United States is buying oil for $2 a barrel.
Okay.
If that's true, why are we paying over $5 a gallon for gas?
Well, because...
And where could that be confirmed?
All right. Our $2 a barrel agreement after the RV with the dinar that the U.S. has, they will then buy oil from Iraq at $2 a barrel.
All right. Sounded like they were already doing that. All right. Next question is, why are we even buying oil from other countries when we're self-sufficient?
Because we're not self-sufficient. Because
we were self-sufficient when
we have here in the United States is not converted to gasoline. It's a different type of oil. Yes, we have
oil. The United States is not converted to gas.
Do what?
So the oil that's produced in the United States is not converted to gasoline?
It is not.
So when Trump was in office, where did that oil come from? It converts to gasoline.
No, we did not. Oil going out to countries, all it does reduce the price when we did that, but we were not here making our own gas. If not, well, two things have to happen. We contract with other countries because we need the ebb and flow of the economies. Okay? We need to do business with each other for the world to work. And that's part of what we do. The other thing with the oil and pipelines, our oil that we produce is used for other things besides gas. Does it affect the overall global production of oil being released? Yes. But every barrel of oil is not for gas for your car.
Oh, I know that. Right. Well, Go ahead.
I said ours isn't. You guys can Google it. I mean, look it up. If you didn't know, that's not what the U.S. oil is used for.
Yeah. Well, I did not know. Well, so I'm confused as to why gasoline is going up so high then.
It's going up because the gas that we import, we import and the things that are making gas is used for that. That's why. It's just not our gas. I mean, our oil.
Okay. I just misunderstood the oil process, I guess. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. 404 Erica, you are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Again, appreciate your tenacity here in connecting the things, the dots, the measles at this point. I'm really kind of intrigued by all of these changes on the political horizon over there, especially with Sauder now being said that he's planning to nominate his brother for prime minister, and that... the role, whether or not, you know, how well that's being accepted, I guess, by the Iraqi people. Are they just so fed up with where they are at this point that they are, if it means finally getting off, you know, square one, that that's what they're doing? Or, you know, is this the kind of thing of watch your right hand? We used to be watching the left hand because that was dealing with the president and Saleh and his role, and now he's kind of off the hot seat, and now it's going into the prime minister because the prime minister had been considered really pretty much of a shoo-in up until just the last few days. And I was curious also, subset on the question, with respect to Sauder, you know, meeting and having these conversations with other individuals, whether or not he's doing this on a one-to-one basis, like the when Walt was referencing the having the meetings with Maliki, whether or not I was thinking of it in terms of, was it like a phone call to Maliki? Was it a phone call to other representatives? Or is this almost like doing Zoom meetings or conference calls? How are they, you know, doing that, trying to come to consensus?
What'd you say?
Those are my subset questions.
Okay.
I've read too many Iraqi publications, and the English translations, it's like, you know, you go around three Robin Hood's barn and before you even find yourself where you started. So sorry about that.
Well, it's okay. They didn't say they were having Zoom calls. They were having telephone calls, meetings, not meeting together, not meeting anybody's house. So these are just a bunch of conference calls that are taking place, trying to come to some kind of agreement is what we're hearing.
But have they said that they were actually having the conference call when all of these people are on at the same time, so he's kind of getting feedback and reactions from all the ones that he's consulting, or are these just like phone conversations between the two individuals, and then Sauder hangs up and he calls somebody else and they have a conversation, that sort of thing? Have they made it clear how they are actually doing this particular?
Yeah, because they said that he called each one of them. Each one of them. Not together. Now, supposedly on Monday, they're supposed to have, again, a conference call where I think everybody gets together and try and make a decision, and Maliki is supposed to be on that call. Now, as far as Sadar nominating his brother, Sadar never said it. Some of his people said, hey, this is what we're going to do. Some of his people let out, this is a discussion that has been going on behind closed doors. So they've never formally announced it or said it. Again, with what Al-Kazimi put out today, that looks like maybe a concession speech or a goodbye speech or, hey, I did my job, guys. What you brought me here to do, I did. Could reinforce that, or could reinforce the fact that he'll be nominated, and this is why. So we're just going to wait and see.
Okay. Well, obviously, if they're trying to create confusion and chaos at the tail end, they are succeeding. So, you know, we can say congratulations to those folks for having done that. But with me, I always add 10 days to whenever this conversation comes to a conclusion with their making that decision. And we have our super fantastic TNT, super fantastic pay it forward call, whatever. So have yourself a great weekend, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks again.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 706 area code, you were on. Okay, 206 area code, you are on. Oh, let me hit it again.
206, is that what you said?
206, yes.
Hey, well, guys, good morning. You caught me off guard. Tony, there's something out there that you might want to run out and buy. It's called Cold Ease. They're just lozenges that you take when you've got a bad voice like you do, and man, does it work. So might want to go grab some coldies. I hope it helps you. They have zinc in them, and it really does a job for your throat. Anyway, this business that 404 just spoke about is interesting, but it's also kind of important. Do we know anything about Sadar's brother? Do we know anything about the man's character? Is he a stand-up guy like Sadar seems to be, or might this be like a Trojan horse being slipped in?
Let me think. He does hold a current position. I just can't remember what it is right at the moment in the government. But the first thing you have to question is, when you say Sadar is a stand-up guy, I'm not even sure about that.
Okay. Tell us more.
Well, what? You got to realize, I mean, if you look at the history of Sadar, Hussein, Iran, I mean, Sadar used to be with Maliki, the body, and everybody else with Iran against the United States. You guys didn't know that. I mean, he's just recently flipping sides himself. Because he said Iran is taking too much advantage of the Iraqi people, just like the U.S. was. But he has been a staunch hater of the U.S., of Bush, of the whole thing that happened. He's always been fighting against us until now. So when you say that, you have to be careful because they switch sides, you know, with the drop of a hat. But that's me. The only thing we like about right now is supposedly he's saying he's not here for East or West. He's here for the people this time. Because last time he was with Iran. So that's the difference. And I don't know that any of it's true until it happens.
Yeah. Well, so I've given him credit, and I might be wrong, but a guy can see better in the future than he did in the past. And so I'm giving him credit that maybe he woke up and he really saw that Iran was not in the best interests of Iraq. And so he may have changed his stripes really, and maybe he didn't change them really. But he sure has been saying and doing the right things and pressing for the right things now. That's what I meant by stand up. He seems like he's not relenting. And
okay,
I was just wondering.
Well, let's look at this. Everything you just said, is it really Sadar or is it the things that Al-Kazimi got accomplished over the last year that have really changed things? If he did all of that without Sadar, he did that on his own. He caused those changes to happen. Now, the only thing is,
right,
does he get 4 more years to make it viable and really work? Or what you're saying, and I'm just, you know, devil's advocate, did Sadar just set this whole thing up so at the end he can stick his brother in and they can do whatever point. I don't know. Because it's happening,
okay,
like you said, right at the end. But the fact of the matter is, Al-Kazim stays there, Shalom stays there, everything, the white paper they pushed for, the laws they got to change, the people they got lined up to arrest actually go through, then yes. If not, we don't know what's going to happen.
Well, you're being a good devil's advocate, and there's wisdom in what you just said. I've been just giving the devil his due because it seemed like he was supporting Al-Kazimi, and I understand that it's Al-Kazimi who did all this, and that goes to my next question. Isn't it just as likely that the statement that Al-Kazimi made that you kind of interpreted as maybe a swan song could just as easily be Al-Kazimi saying, hey, wait, before you go jumping ship on me, realize that the proof is in the pudding and the pudding is on your table and you're eating it. This is what I've done. If you want to keep eating that kind of pudding, you better keep the same paper in the kitchen. Wouldn't it be possible that he's putting that message out in order to get the
right
people?
That's what I said. Yeah, we don't know if it was a swan song or, hey, you guys better look at what got accomplished the last year, because that's what I did.
Okay. I thought you
he
were
is that one
you
who actually did.
Okay.
It could be either way, because I don't know. If Sadar said, hey, man, Maliki and them agreed not to do blah, 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 whatever, but they just don't want you, because Maliki doesn't want him. None of them. Iran doesn't want Al-Kazimi in there, because he is forcing all the changes, making things to happen. So if they agreed, okay, we're not going to put him in here, and Sadar said, well, I'm going to put my brother in there, and he's going to do the same thing. We don't care. We just don't want him. Or, okay, you guys don't want him. He lined things up, but I'll just put my brother in. I don't know what the agreement was. I'm waiting to see. But what we know is Al-Kazimi put everything in place. They named it. They even passed the laws. They just haven't even implemented them, and they won't, I don't think, unless he's still there. It'll be something that'll drag on another 8-10 years, and it'll be business as usual.
Right. I agree with you. I agree with you, and it sounds like this Sadar brother thing could be a bait and switch.
It could be. That's what I'm just saying.
Where they baited the people with Al-Kazimi, and then they switch back to the old deal.
Yep.
Cool.
But
okay,
we'll know on Monday, I guess. Or
yeah,
Tuesday.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for everything. Have a great weekend.
All right, thank
you. All right, thank you.
610, area code, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Good afternoon.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic. Gentlemen, it is another Dynamite Day here in the USA, and this will be the long version. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for, and it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're making out those checks and money orders, ladies and gentlemen, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. And please remember to include your phone number on those checks and money orders. This way it makes it easier for Ray to track those payments as they come in. For all of you who'd like to donate electronically, you can go to the TNT Super Fantastic website, click on that red payment button, and scroll down to where you will find the instructions to use the debit card or credit card of your choice. Click on the Click Here instructions. That will then take you to another page where you will find a menu of payments that you can choose from. Click on the payment that you would like to send in. That will then take you to another page where you'll be asked to type in your email address, your name, and your credit or debit card information. After you have filled in your name in that area, in that same block, type in your phone number. Again, Ray uses this information to track the payments as they come in. So again, to donate electronically, go to the TNT Super Fantastic website, click on that red payment button, and scroll down to where you will find the instructions to use the debit card or credit card of your choice. Click on the Click Here instructions. That will then take you to a menu page of payments that you can choose from. Click on the payment that you would like to send in. That will then take you to another page where you'll be asked to type in your email address, your name, and your credit card information. In the area where you type in your name, after you have typed in your name, hit the space bar twice, and in that same area, type in your phone number. This way, it makes it easier for Ray to track the payments as they come in. After you have filled in your credit card or debit card information, at the bottom of the page is that send payment key. After you have clicked on that send key, wait on that page. Stay on that page for a couple of seconds. You'll then receive a circle with a check mark and a sentence that says, thank you for supporting the TNT Blog Talk Radio Show. This way, you know your payments have gone through successfully. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend. Tony, feel better soon, and happy anniversary on Sunday. Stay healthy.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, both. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right. Have a great day. Great weekend. Thank you for that. All right, guys. I looked up Jafar Sadar because Tish told me to look it up. She said, if you want to know something, go look at it. But anyway, said somebody else. It's not Sadar's brother, but his actual brother-in-law, who they're talking about as prime minister. And he ran for prime minister back in 2008, came in second. But what you really want to know about him, if you want to know, you guys can Google it just like I just did, is he used to be a part of Maliki's party already because he didn't agree with his father and his brother and what they were doing. So he would be somebody that Maliki actually wants. He refuses to be the actual party, but he is a friend to Maliki, that is for sure. So you can look at that and see. All right, what's next?
Okay, let's wrap this one up.
Oh, okay. All right, guys. Well, I appreciate everybody for being here. A little bit under the weather, you guys can tell, but we're still trying to get it done. Actually, there was no bad news. Meetings are taking place, conversations are taking place, and decisions are being made, which should all be announced next week. First one being the court decision, then the President of the Republic, and the new prime minister. We can see all of that happen next week and still have an RV before my birthday. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? All right. Do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it. And share the super fantastic. All right, Ray.
Okay, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for Fantabulouser Friday. Enjoy your weekend. Keep believing, as we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
To stop conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your Friday.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.